Well, we're talking with Chris at Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Want to get a little bait and knock report. We already talked about how some vehicles went through. The access points are getting a little sloppy, but you're still looking at 16 to 18 inches of solid ice for much of the bay. Are we looking at a situation now where when this freezes up with this cold weather coming, are you going to need creepers out there, or is that really going to be dependent on how much snow you guys get?
Yeah, it's pretty much going to depend on how much snow we get here. All the snow that is already melted off of the ice that we have now, right now they're calling for maybe like 3 to 5 inches of snow here on Friday into Saturday morning. So you won't necessarily need creepers, but but if you have them, bring them with you just in case, because the weatherman's not always the most accurate when it comes to snowfall forecast for us here. We might only just get a trace, who knows.
Well, let's get into the fishing reports then. We want to talk about what they're catching, walleye, perch, pike, and obviously I want to ask you questions about how deep of water. So what of those three has been fishing the best?
Well, it's been kind of a little bit of everything. The walleye fishing has definitely picked up here throughout most of the bay. You know, it's not just down at Ford River and Breezy Point areas. There were several really nice walleyes caught this weekend up north of Gladstone and more of the traditional areas up in the deep mud flats and up by like Third Reef, Center Reef areas. So the jigging bite has picked up greatly too. So, you know, whatever way you like to fish for walleyes right now, you have a much better chance now of catching some. It's still slower than normal, but it's definitely better than it's been most of the season here so far. And if you do get a walleye to bite, it's more than likely going to be a pretty good one. I've been hearing lots of fish in the 8 to 10 pound class.
Ooh,
here.
Nice. Well, let's talk about the perch fishing then. Still getting some consistent perch reports?
We've had some of the guys that were fishing out in the deep water for the walleyes. We're getting some pretty nice perch this weekend, too. Still a lot of guys fishing up in and around Kipling and up like on the north end of First and Second Reef in a little bit shallower water. It's still the same old, mostly wigglers as far as the live bait goes.
And anything on the pike at all?
Well, they're catching pike. They're mixed in with everything.
Okay.
So, you know, if you got tip-ups set up with the sucker minnows for walleyes, more than likely you're going to cross paths with a pike or two in the process. No particular hot spots or depths or anything as far as the pike fishing goes.
Quickly here, could you tell us what's going on with the sucker minnow supply? Because we're hearing about that across the entire UP. Bait shops are having a hard time getting them right now?
Yeah, for some reason our bait suppliers, the people they get the suckers from, are having a harder time getting them, so we're getting more limited supplies. It's not too unusual later in the season like this, but like on Friday we only got in half the amount that we had ordered, and this past weekend it was just a perfect storm of conditions. The fish had started biting, it was free fishing weekend, there were a couple of tournaments, the weather was really nice, everybody wanted to get out fishing, so we actually ran out of suckers on Friday evening, and weren't able to get any more until just this Monday. We're looking pretty good for this weekend coming up, though. We should be able to have a good number of suckers on hand for this weekend.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, thanks for the information on the ice conditions. Sounds like they're holding up, except for the access points anyway, and the fishing should be good this weekend.
Yeah, just use some common sense and a little caution, and you should still be good to go out there this weekend.
Appreciate your time.
Anytime.
This is The Outdoor Show.